Chapter 5, E-commerce Fulfillment. In this chapter, you will learn about e-commerce fulfillment steps, types of e-commerce fulfillment models which are available, dropshipment fulfillment model, hybrid fulfillment model, last mile fulfillment model, last mile delivery challenges that people go through, and fulfillment by Amazon, which is like a biggest thing that in today's world you need to know. The continued rapid growth in e-commerce markets will demand an equally rapid and innovative response from the transport and logistic business. As and when the e-commerce companies are growing, that much is the requirement also growing for logistic businesses. Let's say, for example, just before COVID, we never had Zepto or Blinkit, or maybe just before at the interim of COVID, we got Zepto and Blinkit. How did Zepto and Blinkit got so much of a boost? One, because of work from home. Second, people started wanting to have their goods in their hand within 10 minutes. That's when Zepto started delivering in 10 minutes. There was an innovation. The whole work process of logistic team changed because of that. They started having dark houses because of that. That is, which is closer to the pin codes available. Close to every suburb, there was a dark house. All of these innovations and involvement of processes, of technologies started happening because there was a boost in e-com. Maybe 6 years ago, we didn't even need this 10 minutes delivery, but today we need it. Companies that fail to keep up to the logistic trends risk losing their competitive advantage and failing out of the favor with the consumer. So the companies who can't cope with the changing times, they obviously are out of the game. They can't keep up with the customer's expectations. To keep up with the demand, organization will need to first master their fulfillment models. They need to master. It's an art to have a very good fulfillment model. Invest in their warehouses and distribution centers and increase the development and implementation of advanced supply chain and logistic processes. So I'll just explain you this thing. So earlier it was this Kirana cart which was there. Okay, people were ordering on the app the product. But these Kirana stores, at times they were replenished with their inventories, at times they were not. And because of that, there were a lot of cancellation in the orders by the company itself only, because there was no quick response done by the inventory update by these Kirana stores nearby the locality. Now, what was the Kirana cart doing? They started picking up stuff from the local locality and giving it, although the vegetable vendors. Then they understood that this cannot work. This will lead to the failure to the business. That's when the invention of dark houses started happening, where the dark storerooms started taking place. Dark storerooms are generally storerooms which have around a variety of 2000 to 2500 SKUs that would be required in daily consumptions, and they would keep stocking it up and maintaining the inventory of it so that these kind of products, whenever ordered online, they would be at every suburb location. So closer to two suburbs locations that they can deliver it on time. So again, what did Zepto do? They started investing into such kind of small dark storehouses that help them to deliver on time. So again, they need to invest in such kind of warehouses, right? Customers today expect a fast, problem-free, affordable delivery service. They want it fast, they want it affordable, and they want a very good service also. If they don't get it, they won't shop with that business again. So if they don't get this fast delivery, cost-effective delivery, they will not shop with you again. Providing a seamless delivery service has become crucial in terms of keeping up with the competition. It is the must. It's also a way the business can stand out from its competitors if it can develop a well-functioning and effective services. So let's put it this way, that once you have the right logistic company or e-commerce company logistics taken care of in a very good manner, they are standing out in their competition. It's very difficult for a competition to probably beat against you, I would say. Here's why e-commerce delivery has become important. It helps to meet customer demand. It helps keep up with the competition. What is the customer's demand today? Earlier it was same day delivery. Earlier it was one day delivery. Then it became same day delivery, that is in a span of 10 to 12 hours. And now it is 10 minutes delivery. You will be surprised, Zepto has marked a ratio of 8 minutes 60 seconds delivery, on an average to all the orders that they receive. Which is a good rate if you ask me. But there must be so many back-end processes to put it in such a place. It encourages repeat customers. So this, when you do all the things right, the customer comes back to you and places the order with you. Like how you would go back and place an order with Amazon, or you would place an order with Myntra, because you're so used to their services. Even if the same product is available on the other website, you would still go to them is because you like their services, their customer services that they take care of. The credibility and the reputation of a brand are ultimately impacted by the dissatisfied customer. The credibility of if a dissatisfied customer leaves a very bad review on your brand product or a brand page, trust me, it impacts your credibility. People nowadays are giving a lot of impetus to the reviews. Customers may complain, offer unfavorable reviews, and talk negatively about the business to friends, family, in addition to no longer wishing to shop at your establishment. Even at the word, as there is positive word publicity, mouth publicity, there is negative mouth publicity also. So this all impacts your image and your credibility. If a company has effective logistics, customers are more likely to make repeat purchases and become a loyal customer. So I'll give you an example of a startup which has opened up in Delhi, named as The Swerve. They cater to high-end designer wear. They have multiple USPs, and one of the biggest USP that they are now really in cashing is within Delhi, that is Delhi NCR. They deliver in 90 minutes. And within the entire Delhi, they deliver in around 10 to 12 hours. Now, because they have a very good logistic partner that they have shaked hands with, they have managed to get repeat customers. In a span of 10 months, the company has had a 4x growth, and that's purely because they have a very efficient, effective, cost-effective logistic partner. If the customer is satisfied, they can become a brand promoters. The same customer has gone who has ordered from us from probably Hyderabad has gone and told his friends that you will like from this The Swerve company I'm talking about as a case study. They went and told their friends and they started getting more orders from Hyderabad, whereas the USP is to deliver 90 minutes in Delhi. But because the logistic team is delivering in Hyderabad also within 48 hours, the customer is very happy. Suppose they have a cocktail function coming in 3 days. They know they can go to The Swerve. They can confirm that they can have the product with them within 48 hours, and they are more than happy. They don't have to go in the sun. They don't need to get roasted in the sun. They have all the designers over there, which they have the products have been displayed. So it all turns very. They have personal stylist over there. There are all different kind of services that the company is offering to make sure the customer comes to them back again and also creates new customers by word of mouth publicity. And publicize the e-commerce. If the customer is satisfied, they can become brand promoters and publicize the e-commerce business free of charge. This is the best way of publicity, that is mouth publicity, because it's for free. And the spontaneously, whether through word of mouth marketing or through online testimonials and reviews. Nowadays, the reviews and testimonials have got a high weightage. Today, if I go and buy even anything from a branded store or a brick and mortar store, both of them will always tell, I had gone to this place named Helios in Linking Road. I had bought a watch worth rupees 10,000 of Tommy from there. It's a multi-brand watch store, The sales representative, after the entire transaction gets over, requested me to put a good Google review on the Google, and they asked me to share my inputs about how was the whole experience shopping from there. That means these such a big store, such big brands are there. Still, the reviews are important. My testimonial was important, and so is for the small stores. The retail stores are also asking us to give them Google reviews. Nowadays, people actually go and check the Google reviews of a company and then decide to get the hire them or purchase the product from them or the services. Because it's the most organic form and it's the most real form of understanding real publicity, I would say. Logistics for e-commerce also contributes to the sales conversion. An attractive freight and a good delivery time can be decisive for the buying decision. So let's say this way, that there is a product on Amazon for 800 rupees, and you are delivering in 3 days, and you are charging 90 rupees, or let's say not even 800, you have a product worth rupees 300. And you are, because it's below 500, you will charge them 90 rupees for a delivery and deliver in 3 days. And probably Flipkart is having the same brand, same product for 300 rupees, but they are charging only 55 rupees for the delivery in a span of 3 days or 2 days also. Even if the customer has all the login credentials done, everything done, it will still go to Flipkart to save that 40 rupees. This is how price sensitive customers have become nowadays. For all these factors, e-commerce fulfillment and logistics are crucial for excellent customer experience. So not only that they want low cost shipping, they also want efficient shipping too. E-commerce fulfillment steps. This is somewhere the visual presentation, a quick display of how the e-commerce fulfillment happens. Production, receive. They receive, the products have been received, then they have been sorted, then they are put into the shelves, then it goes to, order has been placed. Once the order is placed, it's been picked up from the shelves, check QC is done, and the packing is done, the label and the shipping is done, and then the final forwarding happens, and product is out for delivery. This is the entire process of fulfillment, I can say. E-commerce fulfillment steps. There are four major steps which are involved: receiving, inventory management, order fulfillment. In order fulfillment, there is picking, packing, and shipping, and then there is reverse logistics. Let's understand more in detail. Receiving. Receiving refers to accepting and storing incoming inventory at the fulfillment center. Pallets containing the products are delivered to the fulfillment warehouse. What are pallets? Pallets are like a card, they are made of wooden cardboards. Okay, they help in stacking up in the shelves in the warehouses where the product is being stacked up. So this entire the pallets help them to stock one above the other with the help of the pallet. It has a support system created on the shelves vertically and horizontally both. These pallets are then entered into stock and placed on the shelves where they will be ready to fill customer orders. So they are empty pallets and then they are ready to fill the customer orders. Orders can be accepted manually or it can be integrated with the order management software of the company. So there are people who are still following manual order management system, and there are people who have adopted to the newer advanced technology of order processing. Depending upon the inventory quantity available in the system, online order booking can be done and respective delivery dates will be provided by the system. So suppose if the product has just gone out of stock, accordingly, suppose, so there is real-time inventory update also maintained in these order management systems, where suppose let's say there's one company and it has 10 marketplaces, that is 10 different portals like Amazon, Flipkart, Nykaa, Myntra, more like this. So there is this software called Unicommerce, where they keep an update of real-time inventory. Suppose if one SKU, I have one size of 10 pieces. And today from Flipkart, I receive 2 pieces. And from Amazon, I receive 3 pieces. So everywhere, it will show 5 pieces in all the portals. As and when the inventory gets over, till it gets replenished, they will show real-time inventory update at all the portals. Where manually, I don't need to keep updating all the portals. It automatically gets updated. And suppose by the end of the day, it is sold out. So it's sold out in all the portals till it gets replenished again. This is the advantage of using an technology or an order management system where you get real-time inventory update rather than uploading it manually. Inventory management involves keeping a systematic record of all the products in stock so that the company can always remain up to date on products that are out of stock and replenish the stock when needed. I just explained that. There are softwares like EasyCom, Zoho, there is Unicommerce, there are these OMS, Omnichannel is there. There are a lot of other order management systems which are available now in the market for at a model which is like as per your use you pay for it, you know. So these kind of softwares actually help you to process orders easily. It is a continuous process that runs in the background alongside the storage. Stock keeping audits should be performed regularly to guarantee that it is being executed correctly. So what is stock audits? What's stock keeping audits? What does stock keeping audits do? The whole process is it first tries to check whether the physical inventory and the inventory on your books or your system are same or not. There are a lot of companies who have stock keeping audits once in a month or once in a quarter to check that there has not been a mishap or theft in the order, in the products that have been stocked up. So a lot of companies also try to do cut. Inventory management involves keeping a systematic record of all the products in stock so that the company can always remain up to date on products that are out of stock and replenish the stock when needed. So generally, these OMS that I'm talking about, like Unicommerce, Zoho, EasyCom, they always have an alert button which you can decide because you know the turnaround time of the production, then when will you get the stocks. Like if there are last 20 pieces left in a product, you automatically get an email notification. The production head, the warehouse head, everybody in the department gets an email notification. There are last 20 pieces left to replenish. If it is a fast moving product and it shows, it still sees that the company sees there's going to be a demand of the product, they will quickly put it into production. So it is something which gives you an update on real time level. It is a continuous process that runs. It is a continuous process that runs in the background alongside the storage. It is a continuous process. It is not like it is done in the morning and not in the night. It is as real time as and when the orders get placed, the stocks gets depleted, the new the real time inventory gets updated, and the replenishing inventory also gets updated at the same time at the same time everywhere in all the marketplaces. Stock keeping audits should be performed regularly to guarantee that it is being executed correctly. So companies also conduct stock keeping audits. What are stock keeping audits? Stock keeping audits is like a the physical count of the product is matched against the count of the on the system or on the on the system to see whether they are matching or not. Companies generally do it internally, or they also hire external teams for it, just to maintain, to avoid any theft or to make sure there's no mishap while order or no damage which has not been counted. Inventory management. To better manage all the products, it is essential to implement an inventory management system. Inventory management system like Zoho is generally used for this reason only. Storekeeper can add stocks, keeping units, SKUs, and tally them with the products to eliminate the confusion. So generally, the storekeeper can keep adding the stocks, at the same time tallying with the products which are already available on the stocks available on the warehouse, and he can keep tallying them to avoid any confusion. This is like a human way, this is a manual way of maintaining the inventory management along with the inventory management system. That's a technology. Companies should inspect all their items time to time and again to ensure they are in a good condition. If are found to be damaged, discard them, make preparations to obtain replacements. The company should, within the warehouse, the storekeeper has to make sure that he keeps checking that products are not getting damaged due to kept in some for some of the other reasons, and if they have been damaged, then to maintain the stocks, they should be replaced. Inventory management enables the organization to easily analyze client demand and plan in advance. So what happens is, when inventory management sees there are too many orders and all that, it starts giving, if you set an alarm bell, it starts giving you notifications that this particular product has a huge demand, please get it replenished faster. And all this is possible when you have inventory management system, or else you have to manually go and check that particular product, how much sales did you have, the count of sales, let's put it this way. It assists in remaining more organized and streamlining the demand and supply appropriately. So it also helps you to manage your demand and supply if you have the right kind of inventory management system. Order fulfillment is a responsibility of every e-commerce company, regardless of whether they use a third party or self-fulfill orders. Third party orders is that there's a third party logistic involved, or at times they deliver it by themselves. Like on Amazon, the most of the orders which are there in Prime, they are the brands that are working on the FBA model. What is an FBA model? It is a fulfillment by Amazon model. That is, Amazon has a mother warehouse as a hub, and then there are sub warehouses, city wise, within city, suburban wise, and according to the location wise, and all those that are delivered within a day, it is only possible because they are on the fulfillment by Amazon. When it is a self shipment model, generally you will see the delivery timelines are 2 to 3 days. It includes the following three activities: picking, packing, and shipping. May that be any model, these three activities are always performed. Picking is the first step in your order fulfillment process. As soon as you get the order, all you do is go and check it from the picking. It entails searching through the company's warehouse for the product desired by the customer. So if you have a right inventory management system, it will exactly tell you in which it will exactly tell you on which rack, which shelf that particular product is available. And this is where inventory management helps. Whereas when there is no such system, it is just maintained in the registers. As a human, you will go manually checking, or probably checking 2-3 shelves, and then you get it. And this time lands up being really time consuming. So having inventory management system actually saves a lot of time for the companies. An order can include one product from a single location or multiple products from different parts of the warehouse. Suppose I have ordered 10 things from one brand. So they will have to probably go to different parts of the warehouse to collect those orders. Simple picking is achievable only in the well-organized warehouses. So the picking goes faster, and it is faster and less time consuming in well-planned and organized warehouses who use inventory management system. If the businesses receive a large number of orders, it is best to hire dedicated staff for warehouse logistics, helping speeding up the fulfillment processes. So suppose you are a business owner of products who receives a lot of orders every day, say more than 200, 300 orders per day. It's better you have a dedicated staff and not a staff which is just doing parallel two jobs. Batch picking is one of the best order picking procedures in which several orders are combined into a smaller batches, often including 10 to 20 orders. It increases the efficiency in the warehouse exponentially. So batch picking helps us to collect 10 to 20 orders together and they are put into one batch. Now this batch could be created with common location or a common client whom the order has been dispatched to. It is also wise to invest in automation and technology to make the picking process faster and hassle-free. Amazon is using robots today's date, and all the picking is done by the robots, and even the stocks being put back into the warehouse are also done by robots. There's a QR code that they have, there's a barcode or the QR code they scan, and they exactly know where is this order. They pick it up and they get it to the desk for packing. And this saves a lot of time as there is no errors or wrong products being picked up. Once all the items in an order have been picked, they must be adequately packed. Suppose a customer has ordered fragile product as well as not a fragile product. They all have to be as per the requirement being packed. And packed as per the product. If it's fragile, it needs a bubble wrap or it needs a corrugated paper wrap, you know. If it is an electronic, it needs the right kind of box packing so that it does not get damaged, you know. As per the requirement, the packing should be done. Packing. Packaging is an essential aspect of order fulfillment because it is a physical reflection of the company's brand. Hence, the business should concentrate on various types of packaging and choose what works best as per the company's brand image. So let's say for the website Hopscotch, which is a website for kids product primarily, they have a very cute and a cuddly packing when you receive the order. They have chosen the colors very smartly. When I order for a boy, I get a blue packing of Hopscotch, and when I order for a girl, I get a pink packing for Hopscotch. And there's also a butter paper inside, apart from the packaging outside. All of this makes me feel very special when I receive the product. Let's say for electronics. Electronics generally stick to the colors like blue gray or white. You know, Apple has a very typical packaging for their products. They do very good packaging in such a way that their brand stands out in the market for the way when the customer receive a phone worth rupees 80-90 thousand, it makes the customer feel very special with the kind of packing they receive it in. So every brand is very the packaging is like a brand image already create is being created through the packaging. So packaging is very important. Business must ensure that the packaging is securely packed, labeled, and meets the standards set by the logistic companies. So these logistic companies generally tell you if it is an electronic product, so they need to match the standards so that there's no damage done on the way. If it is a glass product or a fragile product, you know, they need to pack it in a particular way. There is a wholesaler whom I ordered some perfumes from. This is somewhere in Haryana or Punjab, okay, and he had original perfumes I ordered. I was scared to receive. I had ordered some around 10, 12 perfumes for one of my clients, and I was surprised when I received all the products so well packed. Every perfume was bubble wrapped. It had corrugated papers. At the same time, the entire carton was also the entire perfume set was also covered with a sponge so that in case while transit it goes through any kind of harsh movements, it does not damage the product, the perfumes don't break, the bottles don't break, and the perfumes don't leak. So as per your product, you're supposed to be very careful with regards to your packaging, with safety concerns and the brand image concerns, both. Shipping. The next and the most critical part of the order fulfillment process is the shipping and logistics of the orders. After the packing is done, once the picking, then the packing, the next stage comes the shipping. And this has to be efficient and cost-effective. This is something which I will be saying repetitively in the entire subject because this is the need of the hour, if you ask me. After completing picking and packing, a delivery company is selected to transport the package to a courier hub from where it is further transported to the customer's delivery address. So generally, suppose I have ordered something from say Gujarat. So from Gujarat, it will go to the Maharashtra hub, and from Maharashtra hub, it will come to Mumbai, which is closer to my house. The delivery will come to my house. So it goes to two to three levels depending on where I have ordered the product from. All orders must be handed over to delivery partners on time to avoid delays in the first and the last mile fulfillment process. The first mile orders are the orders which is the first stage, that is from the supplier to the manufacturer. And last mile is between the retailer, it's the last leg of the logistic process, that is from let's say from the final warehouse or the retailer to the customer. That's the final destination of the order. Since shipping influences brand's ultimate impression in their customers' minds, companies must provide them with a flawless experience. So this is why shipping has gained so much of importance. This is why logistic industry has gained so much of importance, because the entire experience of shipping has to go flawless, seamless, efficiently done, and it has to be cost effective too. The final stage of the process is reverse logistics. After the order has been received to the customer, then there comes, in case the customer does not like it or for some reason it wants to return it. So the final stage would be the reverse logistics for the orders which needs to go through returns, or for the ones who are just going to receive and keep with themselves, the final stage is the last mile logistic. Often known as a return management, order returns are inevitable in the age of rising competition. We can't avoid it, but we need to deal with it very smartly, I will say. Customers will shop with the online stores more frequently where they have easy return policies. It is one of the value-added services for the online business. They will go to those websites which offer very good return policies. Like H&M has 30-day return policy. Myntra has a 30-day return policy. There are some products on Amazon which are only in 7-day return policy. I choose not to buy from them. Consumers who think carefully before purchasing a product online will often visit the seller's return policy page. There was a time when I was trying to order something from H&M's website because it was not available on any other marketplace or websites like Amazon and Flipkart. I actually made sure before buying from H&M, because I know the return policy in Amazon and Myntra is not that difficult or does not tax me as a customer. But when I went to buy it from H&M, I was very vigilant that I went through their return policy and I try understanding it, and then only I place the order. So smart and intelligent customers are not going to haste to just click that buy button. They will try to make sure very clearly that before I pay or before I place the order, I better find out the return policy, because they don't want to get stuck with that piece. 88% of online shoppers check the return policy before buying anything online, and 15% will leave the cart if they cannot find and understand the return policy. So firstly, make your return policy available, return policy hyperlink available when the products are added in the cart. Either there should be a description or a hyperlink. Also, at the checkout, when the final payment is happening, the return policy hyperlink or description should be maintained. One is get the returns understood. It should be well explained. The return process should not be very taxing for the customer. in the on the website, it should be explained very well in simple words, and it should be visible for the clients before placing an order that what is the return policy. There should be either hyperlinks or the description maintained. You know, this is one of the reasons some of the products are doing really well on Amazon, because their return policy is clearly highlighted at the first page, at the product page itself only. It's more like an USP, I will say. As a result, handling returns efficiently is of very importance. The faster your delivery partner processes the returns, the faster your consumer receives the refund. So generally, let's say for Myntra, there are returns, the return process is as good as I receive the order, a new order. You know, I will place, I have 30 day time to decide whether I want to keep the piece or don't want to keep the piece. After that, when I place I put a return request, they say that within 3 to 4 days, their executive will come, but they actually land up coming within 48 hours. They will check the tags, they will check the piece, and they will leave. And when the warehouse goes, there is a notification coming to me saying that the piece is intact and QC is passed, and within 48 hours or within 48 hours or 3 days, the payment will be received for the refund. This entire process gets over within 5 to 6 days, whereas their commitment on the website is 8 to 10 days. So I, as a customer, is very happy because I'm getting rid of the wrong product and I receive my money back. So I don't feel I'll be cheated. That it's more like an after-sale service. The reverse process is more like a very good after-sale service in e-commerce business. Efficient returns also get stock back on the shelf quickly, so it can be sold again. So what is efficient returns? That means the QC of the product which has come back has to be done immediately. Suppose the brand or the company has received around 10 to 12 products or maybe 100 products today in return. There has to be, as per their scale of business, there should be proper manpower to do the QC, to inspect the product, sort the product accordingly. What is to be put into the resale again should be packed and well packed and again put back to the shelf. Or else, if it has to be discarded, it has to get discarded. So there should be a well-equipped team to do this whole process, and also the technology to show the inventory update immediately. Suppose if the shelf at 4 o'clock is being added with the new inventory should immediately show it up on the inventory system, which will reflect on all the websites that this product is now available. Hence, businesses need to automate their order refund process. This is where order refund process, which also comes as an order, it is also a part of an inventory management system or order processing system. This way, they can drastically reduce the return and save a lot of money on return orders. So if there is too much of time taken from the return date of the customer to the final product coming back to the shelf, they are losing orders, and this will affect the sale immediately. So the return process has to be done fast, efficiently, and so that the return logistics is also to be picked up with route optimization, so that does not puts up a lot of high cost on the company too.